The Federal Communications Commission has voted to loosen restrictions on media ownership. Today's vote flew in the face of fierce opposition to consolidation from the public and from members of Congress. NPR's Netta Ulaby was at the FCC hearing, and she says the response was immediate.
Indeed, it was. From the very second FCC Chairman Kevin Martin banged his gavel and passed the vote.
The item is adopted.
Code Pink attacked. Three members of the activist group known for its liberal politics and pink leisure wear stormed the dais where the chairman of the FCC was trying to make a statement.
And we'll take...
Code Pink's opposition to more media consolidation is rooted in its belief that the media did not do enough to question the war in Iraq because of corporate interests. But the Republican members of the commission say the media needs help. Traditional forms like newspapers and network television are suffering because they have to compete with unregulated media like the internet and cable TV. Republican Commissioner Robert McDowell.
Unregulated new media's numbers are growing. Heavily regulated traditional media's numbers are shrinking. This new media frontier is especially promising for people of color and women.
McDowell's Republican colleague, Deborah Taylor Tate, says the FCC is just giving newspapers and network television a moderate break.
Many of us wanted to go much further in repealing ownership restrictions, but we have chosen a measured and cautious approach.
Baloney, says Andrew Schwartzman of the Media Access Project. He says today's vote to allow a newspaper in one of the country's top 20 markets to also own a radio or TV station is filled with loopholes. The FCC has made provisions to waive the rules in smaller markets. Schwartzman says those provisions are vague.
Under the new rule, it is possible now to acquire a newspaper broadcast combination in any market in the country as long as you can meet the FCC standard, which essentially amounts to being whatever three FCC commissioners say it is.
The FCC process got a drubbing in a Senate hearing last week. Yesterday, 25 U.S. senators sent a letter to the commission vowing to overturn any pro-consolidation measure. Byron Dorgan was among them.
We will introduce legislation and push, and we'll continue to attempt to do things to revoke and nullify what the FCC has done. I don't think it's going to be easy, but we're certainly not going to stop trying.
It won't be easy because the FCC reportedly has the support of the White House. But not everyone on the commission agrees with today's actions. Michael Copps is one of two Democratic commissioners who dissented. He says the interests of the newspaper industry and media companies are taking precedence over the public's.
Far from newspapers being gobbled up by the internet, we ought to be far more concerned with the threat of big media joining forces with big broadband providers to take that wonderful internet we know down the same road of consolidation and control by the few that has already inflicted such enormous damage on our traditional media.
Copps said local news coverage and civic dialogue tend to suffer in consolidated markets. Today's vote, he said, is a gift to the most powerful media owners.
We generously ask big media to sit on Santa's knee and then push through whatever of those wishes are politically and practically feasible. No test to see if anyone's been naughty or nice. Just another big shiny present for the favored few who already own an FCC license and a lump of coal for the rest of us. Happy holidays.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.